B-27 was a successor trial to B-18, which was the randomized trial of preoperative versus postoperative chemotherapy with four cycles of AC. And in B-27, the objective was to determine whether adding four cycles of docetaxel either preoperatively or postoperatively to four cycles of preoperative AC would improve patient outcomes. With the preoperative docetaxel, we also wanted to correlate that with improvements in response, particularly pathologic response in the breast, which we'd shown previously in B18, the most powerful predictor of patient outcomes. So we found, in fact, that docetaxel given preoperatively did double the pathologic complete response rate, and that was reported in a previous publication. Somewhat surprisingly, after that, we did not see a statistically significant improvement in either disease-free or overall survival with the addition of docetaxel, either pre-op or post-op. I think there's a number of potential reasons for this. Some people have attributed this to the concurrent use of tamoxifen. I'm not sure that's entirely correct. It may have somewhat degraded the chemotherapy effect, but we saw no correlation or interaction of hormone receptor status with the effect of adding docetaxel. So I think that's less likely.
Before you kind of continue with 27, maybe we can just divert out for a second, because this issue of chemotherapy responsiveness based on ER is kind of a hot topic the last year or so. And there's been this question of, for example, TAC versus dose-dense AC paclitaxel.
Sure.
The TAC seemed to work in ER-positive dose-dense compared to non-dose-dense didn't seem to. Where do you think your B27 data fits into that?
Well, the B27 data are a little bit problematic because we don't have hormone receptor data on all the patients. But in those patients where we had pretreatment hormone receptor data, our data would tend to support the TAC trial in the sense that both ER-negative and ER-positive patients had a higher pathologic complete response rate with docetaxel than with AC alone. Clearly, ER-negative patients overall have a higher response rate to chemotherapy in general, and that was also supported in our trial. There was a statistically significant improvement in pathologic CR in both the ER-negative and the ER-positive patients with docetaxel. And again, whether that's a differential effect of docetaxel versus paclitaxel, I don't know, but it's an interesting question.